Macmillan Audio presents Hunted by PC Cast and Kristen Cast. Read for you by Jenna Lamia. Chapter 1. The dream began with the sound of wings. In retrospect, I realize I should have known that was a bad sign, what with the Ravenmockers being set loose and all. But in my dream, it was just background noise, kind of like a fan whirring or the TV turned on to the QVC. In my dream, I was standing in the middle of a beautiful meadow. It was night, but there was an enormous full moon hovering just above the trees that framed the meadow. It cast a silver-blue light, strong enough to throw shadows, and made everything look like it was underwater, an impression that was strengthened by the gentle breeze blowing the soft grasses against my bare legs in sweeps and whirls, like waves lapping sweetly against a shore. That same wind was lifting my thick, dark hair from my naked shoulders, and it felt like silk floating against my skin. Bare legs? Naked shoulders? I looked down and let out a little yip of surprise. I was wearing a seriously short, buckskin mini dress. The top of it was cut in a wide V, front and back, so that it hung off my shoulders, leaving lots of skin visible. The dress itself was amazing. It was white and decorated with fringe, feathers, and shells, and seemed to glow in the moonlight. All over it was beaded with intricate designs that were impossibly beautiful. My imagination is so darn cool. The dress tickled a memory, but I ignored it. I didn't want to think too hard. I was dreaming. Instead of pondering deja vu moments, I danced gracefully through the meadow, wondering if Zac Efron or even Johnny Depp was going to suddenly appear and flirt outrageously with me. I peeked around as I twirled and swayed with the wind and thought I saw shadows flicker and move oddly within the massive trees. I stopped and was trying to squint so I could get a closer look at what was going on in the darkness. Knowing me and my weird dreams, I'd created bottles of brown pop hanging from the limbs like bizarre fruit, just waiting for me to pick them. That's when he appeared. At the edge of the meadow, just inside the shadows of the trees, a shape materialized. I could see his body because the moonlight caught the smooth, naked lines of his skin. Naked? I stopped. Had my imagination lost its mind? I wasn't really up to frolicking around a meadow with a naked guy, even if he was the amazingly mysterious Mr. Johnny Depp.
You hesitate, my love?
At the sound of his voice, a shiver passed through my body, and terrible, mocking laughter whispered through the leaves of the trees. Who are you? I was glad that my dream voice didn't betray the fear I was feeling. His laughter was as deep and beautiful as his voice, and as frightening. It echoed in the limbs of the watching trees until it drifted almost visible in the air around me.
Do you pretend you do not know me?
His voice brushed against my body, making the little hairs on my arm stand up. Yeah, I know you. I made you up. This is my dream. You're a mixture of Zach and Johnny. I hesitated, peering at him. I spoke nonchalantly, even though my heart was beating like crazy, because it was already obvious this guy was not a mixture of those two actors. Well, maybe you're Superman or Prince Charming, I said, reaching for anything but the truth.
I am no figment of your imagination. You know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?